from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Everyone's reporting that Klay Thompson would have been part of that deal. That would have been a shocking move to do in season.
Yeah, well, from what I hear, please don't quote me on it. But you want to talk about tea leaves. That reporter gets to ESPN a week after the trade deadline. Joe Lacob and Draymond Green's at the top of the article. Their names are at the top of the article of that ESPN.com article with the rumors, and the Lakers don't do it. But do you think the article even comes out if LeBron James doesn't approve the deal? And that's without
wait,
me.
Wait, if the, does the
so the report came out. Right? Okay. The report comes out. LeBron loves a clip. He controls narratives.
Got you.
Especially ESPN.com and Dave McMenamin. LeBron has a lot of control. Do you think that article even gets released a week after the deadline if LeBron James didn't approve the trade?
Well, no, then he would have been traded, right? Like, I'm confused with what you're saying.
So basically what I'm saying is...
I'm sorry, I apologize.
Basically what I'm saying is... I don't think that news gets out if LeBron wasn't interested in coming to the Golden State Warriors.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
So if if he's not interested in the Warriors, and if he doesn't agree to that deal or saying, yeah, go ahead, sure, trade me to the Warriors.
Is that the move, baby, that's on the table under the radar?
It could be on the move. It could be another move on the table. Who knows? LeBron James, doesn't he have a player option?
Yeah, he's expected to sign like a 3-year. That's what the rumors have been, like 3-year, $160 million or something with the Lakers.
So who'd you feel bad, honestly?
So no, seriously. So, you know, it's, so what I was told during that time, and I refused to come on the air, and now that we're in the offseason, I feel a little more comfortable saying it. There's no doubt. I was told that. And just by reading the tea leaves, LeBron James approved the deal. LeBron James is okay with being traded at that point.
Do you think he still wants to come to the Warriors?
I think he'd enjoy playing with Stephen Curry.
I think so, too.
And those conversations will probably take place in Paris, France.
Who would you feel more comfortable paying 3 for 100 and what?
3 $160 million.
Okay, 3 $160 million. So that's $53 million a year?
Yeah, around that.
Okay. Would you rather pay LeBron $53 million a year for 3 years or Paul George $53
million? LeBron James.
Yeah, I would, too.
It's not even close. And I don't even know how much better you are as a team.
Who's the better player?
Well, because LeBron, LeBron. Because LeBron's
I still,
not.
I still think LeBron. Maybe I'm biased.
Because LeBron's not guarding Luka Doncic.
No.
LeBron's not guarding Kyrie. He's chilling on defense.
He did shoot a career high from three.
He was incredible last year.
That's what I'm saying.
He was incredible.
But I'll take
you guys
him in a
always,
heartbeat.
You guys always talk about defense, though, right? There's another side of the floor.
Yeah.
And the other side of the floor, Luka got dominated.
Yeah,
in
but
the
that's
NBA
never
finals.
His fault.
No, who? What?
LeBron.
Yeah, okay. No, I hear you. But basically, just going back, seriously, in all seriousness, that move that you brought up, LeBron and the Warriors, da, 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 not only was I told that, yeah, LeBron James definitely approved that deal. Definitely approved that deal. Because, again, if he doesn't approve the deal, I don't think the report even comes out.
Got you. He denies the deal.
I don't even think it comes out.
Now I get what you're saying. Okay.
So who was part of that deal? who would have been the pieces going out? Well, the top two names is obviously Klay Thompson and Jonathan Kuminga.
Interesting.
And how would that have...
LeBron for Klay in the middle of the season? My head would have exploded.
Now the Lakers basically was like, yeah, we're not going to do that because we still think we have a shot with our roster.
How do you think Warrior fans would have felt with that?
I don't know. I don't know. I do not know.
Okay, 4 months ago, he was in on it. And 4 months later, he has a player option and he's not in on it?
I don't know what LeBron's in on.
Well, now he's got,
I don't know what LeBron's in on.
Darvin Ham app out of there. Got his podcast homie in there.
I don't know what LeBron wants at this point.
Bronny's getting drafted to the Lakers tonight, right?
Well, or the Phoenix Suns. Lake up, I've got Bronny.
You know what? Now that we're here, the second round starts at 1 p.m.
I would.
I would not draft Bronny James. With the Warriors, you got a lot more needs than Bronny James.
Why not? I'd buy a second round pick just to jump in front of the Lakers to take Bronny.
For what? What is that? Just to take him?
Yeah, just to see them scramble.
So now you got Bronny James.
Just to make LeBron guard who can't think. Shoot.
You got California a guard. Classic next week in Bonte Chase Center. Lakers will be in town regardless.
So Bronny James, select Bronny James to do it.
Hey, look, okay, so one thing that I've been thinking about, and I want you to follow me down this path, the yellow brick road. I like to think, and I'm looking at the league, and let's just say I'm Giannis. Let's say I'm Embiid. I'm Steph. I'm LeBron. I'm Paul George. I'm the older guard. Let's just call it what it is, right? The older guard. I'm looking around the league and I'm saying, I got one of two options if I'm one of the older players. Either I just take the most amount of money and I just stand where I'm at for the most part and I just consider it compensation for the rest of my career, whatever, which I believe these guys are more competitive than that, but that's just one thing. And I pray that my team figures out how to build the team around me. Or I take it into my own hands and I team up with one of the other old guys out there and we just figure it out. And we try to stave off the young guys for one of these seasons in the upcoming years. We're not going to be able to win multiple ones. We're just trying to get together to win one together. Like if I'm Giannis, LeBron, Paul George, Steph, like you've got to be surveying the land going, it's going to be really hard to knock off OKC in Minnesota. And you're probably in this equation, you're all probably going, God, the East looks a lot easier. Even though Boston is the best team in the East by far, they're the best team in the league. They prove that. Like you're looking around, you're like, maybe our best chance is two of us old guys pair together and we just kind of figure it out from there. And I know it sounds absurd on the surface, but if you don't think that's how these guys are talking, I think you're kind of foolish.
So basically what you're saying is you think these guys are all talking to each other about teaming up and trying to...
I think if I'm Giannis, I'm sitting here and I'm going, wait a minute, so you're telling me Paul George is going to get out of Clipperland and he's going to go to the Warriors? And I'm
saying... he keeps saying that like it's just going to happen.
No, I'm just saying like he's watching what we're watching, right? And he's getting texts from people and stuff. And he's saying to myself, all right, so... Do I really want to be with Dame the next couple of years? Are we going to win here? Do we really think we can win here?
First of all, you have to assume that Giannis looks at Paul George going to the Warriors saying, oh my God, I'm scared.
No, but he's pairing up with a guy that I might want to pair up with, right? Like, because these guys don't want to play with certain guys. Like, we all have this, I know you in your head want to leave me and go partner up with whoever, right? I'm teasing. That was a joke.
Why you got a joke? You always use that joke. Yeah. It's a bad joke.
Me and Mad Dog doing serious radio nationally. Hey, Doggy, what's up, Doggy?
So what you're saying basically is...
I think there's a musical chairs amongst the old guys happening currently right now, Game of Thrones style, and I think they're all thinking in their head, how can I sit atop the Iron Throne one more time? And if I pair up with one of the young guys, one of the other old guys, I might be able to knock off the young guys in a singular season. I'm probably not going to win multiple, but if we just put our stuff together for 1 year, I got to find the right spot. And if I'm making that same argument and I'm looking around the league, where is it better to happen? With an owner like Joe Lacob, who's willing to dip his toe deep and get the whole leg into the luxury tax water? Or am I going to go into Milwaukee where I'm scared of the repeater tax? Like, I think this is how the old guys are thinking.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fair. Haven't the Lakers done that, though? With Anthony Davis and LeBron James basically saying, we have our two guys, let's build around us. They went into the tax, and they got bounced in the first round.
Yeah, but I don't think they went. Yes, they did, and yes, he did that, but it just feels like to me he's...
It just sounds like a retirement tour.
Well...
That sounds like Paul Pierce out in Brooklyn. Playing for the Nets and losing the second round.
It might be.
But I hear you.
It might be.
I don't know who Steph wants to play with. I don't have Steph Curry's phone number. I don't talk to him. We're cool, but I don't know what Steph wants. I don't know what LeBron James wants. If I'm an older player in this league and I'm watching the landscape of the NBA, I'm trying to figure out how I can tag team with some of these young teams.
Yeah, but those guys don't want to play with you.
Well, but if, like, for example, Oklahoma City's out there. Yeah. They've got a ton of money.
Well, for sure.
If I'm one of the older players, and I know it's Oklahoma City, so people are going to say that.
That's part of it.
But if you're talking about just 1 year and being on the Iron Throne, you're an older guy. Wouldn't it be better to, forget pairing up with another old legend.
Mm-hmm.
How about I'm an old guy and I go to Oklahoma City? Can you imagine raising a banner in Oklahoma City?
No one says that.
Nobody says that. Nobody says that, but but think about what it does for your legacy. You get a lot more credit in the eyes of the fans.
Oh, well, that's,
if you go to OKC and pair up with SGA and Chet Holmgren and Jalen Williams, and you go to Oklahoma City. Like, if I'm Kevin Durant, for example.
Okay, KD's unique because he played there.
If I'm LeBron, I'm saying, boy.
LeBron's not going to OKC.
He may not. He went back to Cleveland. He is from a small market.
I mean, he should go back to the Eastern Conference if we're keeping it above.
I agree
on
that.
That's like where you'd want to go, like the Knicks or something, like, right?
I agree.
In this equation, LeBron James, why not go to Philadelphia and go pair with Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey? But hey, you're an hour and a half away from New York City. If you're LeBron, by this equation, I'm walking down the yellow brick road with you. You can't do all that. Kids. Well, he's got
to
do that
anyway. This is what the older guys have. Like, they have to. Yeah, but like being on the West Coast and being an hour, 45-minute flight and your personal jet going back and forth to the Bay Area is totally different than literally living 5 hours on a flight away in New York as your other sons are, playing ball in L.A.
I'm just using your yellow brick world equation. I'm going down the yellow brick road with you, and I'm asking questions. I'm saying, well, if that's the case, you brought up Embiid, right? Embiid was one of the names?
Yeah.
Well, why not go pair up with Embiid in Philadelphia? Why now I got a young Tyrese Maxey?
That could be happening for Steph Curry right now. Where he's saying, I need to get out of town.
LeBron, too.
Yeah.
LeBron, too. He's uprooted his family from Cleveland to Miami, back to Cleveland. They got plenty of money. It ain't that hard.
Yeah, but here's
the
difference.
That much money. You got moving companies. You got all that stuff.
Here's the one thing the Warriors have that a lot of these other situations don't have. The Philadelphia 76ers owner is up against it financially and needed investment money to be able to pay off what they have. That's why
But you think you honestly believe, despite all that, they'd say no to a LeBron James?
No, well, they also have an open slot. But what I'm saying is that the Warriors are uniquely qualified, and the Clippers are too, where they have a war chest of money, and they are and have proven being willing to spend $200 million on a luxury tax.
But it's Philadelphia.
It's a unique domino.
But Philadelphia for LeBron James would do that. Don't you think they do that?
Bonte, all the jersey sales? The guy owns like three teams and he can barely afford the third team. So I don't know. Yeah, well, we haven't seen them do it.
I have a hard time believing that if that owner of Philadelphia, whatever his name is.
The guy who owns Fanatics.
Yeah, he owns Fanatics and all that.
And he got Saudi investment money to help him buy the Washington football team.
There you go. Josh Harris is his name. Josh Harris. You got all that going on? You could bite the bullet for LeBron James for a season.
I just don't see LeBron playing in Philly.
But by this, we're going down to Yellow Brick Road.
I know. But you want to win. Your actions, and so, like most of these other ownership groups, their actions have shown you that they're very unwilling to do that because, again, very few organizations can afford it. It's the one thing the Warriors do have that we don't talk enough about. It's like the Niners, they pay for their coaching staff because it's unsalary capped and blah, 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 and it gives them an advantage, and it does. And I look at what the Warriors have. The Clippers have it. There's a couple teams. Like, I know the Phoenix Suns owner wants to be one of those guys.
Hold on, but you said this equation, you want to sit on an iron throne.
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't Philadelphia have a better chance right now with their roster to sit on an iron throne?
Yeah, probably.
So why not go to Philadelphia with Embiid in this equation? We're going down the Yellow Brick Road. In your world, I'm using your equation.
If we Curry's go down the Yellow Brick Road. Because Curry, and he wants to play with Curry more than he wants to play
Embiid,
with Embiid.
Embiid. Right now, Embiid's a better player. Both sides of the floor, right?
Yeah, he's also, going back to the injury thing. I mean,
Maxey's really good.
Yeah, I know.
Maxey's really good.
Yeah.
And you're in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, but you can't podcast with Draymond after the game. That's something that the Warriors can provide that no one else can.
Zoom exists for a reason.
What?
Zoom exists for a reason.
Yeah, but to do it with your clutch brethren?
You could do the podcast on your own.
Chris Haynes is doing side-by-side.
LeBron was so excited about doing a podcast with Draymond, they've yet to do one together. Which Draymond spoke on. So you could podcast on Zoom. It's all good. Use a day off and podcast.
I just don't see him leaving his family that far away, but that's fine.
They could move. I mean, Bronny now is going to be in the NBA or in the G League.
I'm very interested to see what happens with
Bryce. Right. And so to that equation, okay. But why not go to Philadelphia and OKC? I think there's better options for these older guys instead of pairing up together, having a retirement tour, bounced in the first round.
There might be. But again, I think there's an allure of playing with Steph Curry.
And I would definitely, definitely not draft Bronny James if I'm the Golden State Warriors. Not in a position to do it.
Buy a pick and take him? How's that hurt you?
Did you guys see Draymond's comments about a player probably going undrafted, but still is going to be the best in this whole group and making $300 million?
He was talking about Bronny.
He was definitely talking about Bronny.
100%.
So does drafting Bronny guarantee you LeBron?
No. I just think it's funny.
So now we're in the business of being funny.
How can I take you seriously with second round picks?
That was a different time. Now you guys are talking about maximizing Steph Curry's window. You're talking about maximizing Steph Curry's window, and you want to draft Bronny James just for, hey, let's laugh. We got Bronny.
I think you're taking it a little too serious.
You guys want me to name the second round picks from last year?
Please.
James Nagy, Amari Bailey, Jalen Wilson, Jalen Pickett, Tristan Vukcevic, Tumani Kamara, Leonard Miller, Ryan Rupert. These feel like fake names. Jalen Clark, Colby Jones, Sidy Sissoko, Jalen Slauson. Come on. Give me a Bronny.
That's what I'm saying. You buy a second pick, you find your way in there, you jump right in front of the Lakers.
So then you get Bronny, you mess up their whole thing. So then you get Bronny, you sell out the California Classic, you get the preseason, it's a cute story, and then you get to the regular season. And now what? It's still a cute story?
No. I'm Jason Dumas on the floor here interviewing Bronny James at a Santa Cruz Dubs game. That's what we have.
I'll go to the boardwalk and go hit it up.
Honest to God, I probably would go down there and see him.
Oh my God. You could just watch it on TV.
Yeah, you could do that too.
NBC Sports California.
But it's a very intimate stadium.
That's real estate phrasing there. Very intimate.
Intimate. Very
nice
intimate.
Little cottage.
888-957-9570. Now we're getting wacky.
I do the whole thing tongue in cheek.
We really do. This show does get wacky in this segment.
I mean,
Anthony Slater. Let's bring it back to Clay Thompson. Because those are more pressing issues. Bronny will be there. If Bronny gets drafted, man, what do you want to do? You guys talk. What's going on?
Don't worry.
No, what's going on? You guys are having a show within a show. Or
I said, make sure none of that gets clipped and gets put on social because it's going to be totally taken out of context.
No. Clip it. Clip it. Clip it all.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.